Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster. On today's program, you are going to hear from our 2025 DAISY Award nominees. This will be a fantastic program to bring to our listeners. Before we get started, I do have a few announcements I'd like to share. The next community blood drive is scheduled for tomorrow, Thursday, May 8th, from 12:30 to 5:30 in the clinic boardroom at Van Deest Medical Center. Your donation of blood can save the lives of your friends and neighbors. Schedule an appointment by going online to lifeservebloodcenter.org. A thank you to the Hospital Auxiliary for sponsoring the community blood drives and to Scooters in Webster City for their donation of cookies. Next week is National Hospital Week, and we have a fun activity for you. We invite you to come to Van Deest Medical Center for a one-of-a-kind wellness experience. As part of National Hospital Week, we are offering goat yoga on Wednesday, May 14th at 5:30. Join Lori Johnson, experienced yoga instructor, and a bunch of baby goats for a unique yoga class on the west lawn of the hospital. No yoga experience is required, just a sense of adventure. I do want to mention all ages are welcome. You are encouraged to wear comfortable clothes, and hopefully you don't mind getting a little messy. We encourage you, if you have long hair, you're probably going to want to wear your hair up. The goats may like to chew on hair. They may climb up on your back. And remember, these are outdoor animals, so you may get a little messy during your yoga practice. Make sure to bring a yoga mat, or if you're concerned about getting your yoga mat dirty, bring an old beach towel that you can sit on. We will have a limited number of yoga mats available for people to use. Again, dress in comfortable clothes, dress for the weather, and remember, you may get nibbled on and leave with a hoof print or two on your back. So once again, goat yoga will be offered next Wednesday, May 14th at 5:30 at the West Lawn at the hospital. And we certainly hope to have a great attendance and great weather for this event. And now we're going to start into our program, which I'm so excited to bring you. Yesterday was National Nurses Day. And in honor of National Nurses Day, we held our 2025 DAISY Award ceremony. And this is the highest award for nurses. It is the DAISY Award for Extraordinary Nurses. So on today's program, you are going to hear pieces of the live presentation of the ceremony. And woven into that, we will hear from each of our DAISY nominees for this year.
Good afternoon. As the CEO at Van Deest Medical Center, I'm honored to welcome you to our 2025 DAISY Award ceremony, a celebration of excellence, compassion, and the unwavering dedication of individuals who shine brightly in our communities. This afternoon, we gather to honor those who inspire us with their remarkable contributions and serve as beacons of hope and kindness. The DAISY Award recognizes extraordinary individuals who exemplify the highest standards of service and leadership. Join me in celebrating the spirit of the DAISY Award, and the extraordinary individuals who embody its values. Together, let us honor their achievements and inspire one another to continue our journey of making a positive impact for the patients in our community. Thank you for being here to share in this special occasion. And at this time, I invite Amy to the podium to continue our program.
All right, thank you, Lisa, and good afternoon. I want to thank you for joining us to recognize some extraordinary nurses here today. We come together to honor the individuals who embody the very essence of care, compassion, and dedication, our nurses. On this special day, Nurses Day, we celebrate not just a profession, but a calling, a commitment to service that touches lives in ways words often fail to capture. Nursing is more than just a job, it's an act of love, an unyielding promise to stand by patients and their families in a times of vulnerability, fear, and hope. Our nurses are the quiet heroes who show up day after day, bringing light to the darkest moments and comfort to those who need it most. Think about the countless hands held, the shoulders offered to cry on, the words of reassurance whispered to soothe worried hearts. It is through these acts of caring and compassion that nurses transform not only the physical health of their patients, but their emotional and mental well-being too. They are healers of the body, yes, but also healers of the soul. A nurse's compassion goes beyond boundaries. It isn't limited by age, race, or circumstance. Whether they are caring for a newborn in the ED, an elderly patient on med-surg, or someone fighting a sudden illness, nurses approach every individual with the same unwavering empathy and kindness. Today, we express our deepest gratitude to these extraordinary individuals, to the nurses who stay strong when others cannot, who offer a smile even during the most challenging shifts, who make sacrifices big and small to ensure others are cared for. So let us take a moment not only to thank our nurses, but also to recognize the humanity, resilience, and selflessness they bring to their work. On this day and every day, let us celebrate and support our nurses, for they truly are the heart of healthcare. Happy Nurses Day. So just a little about the DAISY Foundation. It was founded by the family of Patrick Barnes, who tragically passed away at the age of 33 due to a complication from an autoimmune disease, ITP. Like many families who endure similar heartbreaking losses, the Barnes family sought a way to honor Patrick and his memory in a meaningful and positive way. Shortly after his passing, during what they humorously call a liquid dinner, they decided on the foundation's purpose. Their thoughts kept returning to the one bright spot, Patrick's 8-week illness, the exceptional care provided by the nurses. While the Barnes family deeply appreciated the clinical expertise of Patrick's nurses, it was their compassion and kindness that left the greatest impact. Their sensitivity and care made a profound difference during Patrick's final days, and the family wanted to express their gratitude to the nurses for the extraordinary care that they provided to the patients and families. Their heartfelt appreciation led to the creation of the DAISY Award for Extraordinary Nurses. Initially, the award served as a personal thank you from the Barnes family to the nurses who cared for Patrick, but over time, it has grown into a global recognition program embraced by thousands of healthcare organizations. And at Bandy's Medical Center, we are proud partners of DAISY, celebrating our incredible nurses through this meaningful initiative. The cinnamon rolls shared today are a symbol of gratitude to nurses everywhere. During Patrick's illness, his father once brought a cinnamon roll for breakfast, which Patrick enjoyed so much that he ate the entire roll. The next day, Patrick asked his father to bring more cinnamon rolls, enough to share with the nurses. Today, the DAISY Foundation honors Patrick's memory by sharing his favorite treat as a token of thanks to nurses for their exceptional care. I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to all the nurses at Bandy's Medical Center. Your dedication to our patients throughout the facility is truly remarkable. Thank you for consistently showing care and compassion each day, for persevering through challenging times, and for delivering exceptional care to every individual you serve. Thank you. All right, at this time, I'd like to read the names of the nominees for the 2025 DAISY Award for Extraordinary Nurses. We'll start out with Anna Anderson, Quality Director.
I'm Anna Anderson. I'm a registered nurse and I work in quality management. I've been a nurse for just under 13 years and spent eight plus at VDMC. Pursuing nursing, medicine has always been kind of an interest in my life. And I, you know, once I really thought about how I wanted to practice, that fit best with being a nurse because I wanted to be in with people and working with them and doing things that way. The thing I love most about working at VDMC is I think that there's a place for everyone and people are encouraged to bloom and grow in their own way.
So Anna's job is often behind the scenes, reviewing and revising policies in ways that improve care, address bottlenecks and workloads, and so much more. Her entire focus is the patient and how the organization can best serve them. When she is not actively doing the nerdy behind the scenes stuff, you'll see Anna in her with her sleeves rolled up in her scrubs, ready to jump in with any task that is needed. So, all right, Brian Gray, nurse and house soup on MedSearch.
Well, my name is Brian Gray. I'm a nurse at Van Deese Medical Center. I work on the MedSearch department as a house soup. I've been with VDMC for roughly almost 11 years this summer. What made me want to go into the nursing was just, it was my other dream job, either working on computers or doing nursing, and got the chance to go back to school and have been working as a nurse since. What I enjoy most about working at VDMC is my night shift crew. It's all the work family.
Brian motivates staff with a shared vision and enthusiasm to achieve better outcomes for themselves and for their patients and families. He brings advocacy, leadership, and laughter to each shift that he works. He deserves so much recognition. Britt Sadler, Nurse Infusion Center.
My name is Brittany Sadler. I am a RN, and I have been working here at Van Deese Medical Center since 2007. I used to work on the MedSearch department, and now I currently work in the Infusion Center. I love working here at Van Deese Medical Center because I love the family atmosphere that we have here.
On a Sunday afternoon with resources stretched thin and time running out, Britt took swift action to meet the needs of both the patient and the family. She skillfully arranged everything necessary to honor his final wish. Thanks to her efforts, the patient was able to return home where he passed away peacefully the following morning with his wife by his side. So. Chris Mobley, nurse from MedSearch.
My name is Christopher. I am RN on the MedSearch department. I have been here since 2022. I started nursing because of my brother. He's disabled, and it was just working with him and seeing people wanting to be able to be that advocate for people that couldn't necessarily advocate for themselves. Being nominated for this just is definitely very humbling. I do like working here at VDMC because it is a good place to learn and grow and just be there for the community.
He promptly came into the room to ask if he needed anything or simply to ask if he could help in any way. He explains what he is doing, and he has gone above and beyond with his compassion and care. He takes his job seriously. It takes a special kind of person to care like this. Nurse MedSearch.
Hi, my name's Crystal, and I am a registered nurse at Van Deese, and I work on the MedSearch floor and occasionally in the emergency department as needed. I have been here for about 3 years. I enjoy most about working here is really all the coworkers, and everyone here makes it such a welcoming environment, and we all work together to provide good care for our patients. And I enjoy most about being a nurse is being able to see the patients. You know, they come in and they're not doing the best and they're not feeling great and they're not, you know, they're not happy. And when we get to help them heal and when they get to go home, it's just such a rewarding, it's just a rewarding job to see them get better. And we get to help them, you know, get better, and they leave and they're able to go home and they're happy. And that's just rewarding to see that we're able to make a positive influence on their lives.
Crystal couldn't be here today, but Crystal makes herself available for any of the needs, and her patients frequently recognize her by name, remembering the way she made them feel. Crystal is always providing words of encouragement to her patients, bringing up their spirits with a good laugh or empathizing with them. Don Imers, nurse in the ED.
Hi, my name is Dawn Imers, and I am an RN, and I have been a nurse since, 1996. I started in Mercy One in Des Moines, and I have been there for probably, goodness, about half my career of almost 30, gosh, almost 28 to 29 years. So love that. I love being a nurse. I love taking care of people. I love being able to have the opportunity to be in someone's most volatile moment. I feel like it's a privilege to be able to help during certain situations that they might need some help. So, and I love working at Van Deese Medical Center because I love so many people here. I feel like people are always looking out for each other. People care about each other. We do a lot of great things at Van Deese. We've got so many different things happening with different doctors coming within our group. I love that we have pediatric dental here now. I love we have Iowa Heart. We have so many different things for our community, and I do feel privileged to work here.
Dawn had such a soothing presence and took the time to explain everything she was doing. She and a colleague stayed with me throughout, offering comfort and support. By the time I left, I felt significantly better and couldn't help but think they are truly some of the kindest people I've ever met. Carrie Harlow, nurse, Iowa Heart Center.
My name is Carrie Harlow. I am the CMA lead LPN. I work at Mercy One Iowa Heart Center, Van Deese. I have been a CMA since 1999, LPN since 2014, and I have worked for Mercy One Iowa Heart since 2019, and Van Deese Medical Center since Iowa Heart moved into the Van Deese Medical Center in October of 2024. My mom was a nurse, and when I was a toddler, she used to bring me to work and have me sit on her med cart to push me around for her shift. I got to meet all of the residents and fell in love with nursing. As a teenager, I worked in the activity department of the assisted living she worked in. What I enjoy most about nursing is taking care of the patients. I love being a positive part of their day, showing love and compassion when they need it the most. I love the atmosphere of Van Deese Medical Center. The staff has been so welcoming to us, and they remind us all the time of how glad that they are that we are within Van Deese. I love that we are included in all of the activities, including the Christmas party and the upcoming hospital week. We have a very nice area within the hospital and are proud of where we work. We work as a team at Van Deese Medical Center. I love my coworkers, who are also all deserving of this award.
Carrie spotted a gentleman who was visibly short of breath and having difficulty entering the clinic. Concerned, she checked with him, offering her assistance. Waiting to ensure his safety, she quickly sought help from other staff members. She then returned with a wheelchair, assessed the condition, and advised him to head to the ER rather than the clinic. So, thanks, Carrie. Christine Ettermeyer, nurse, main clinic.
Hi, my name is Christine Ettermeyer. I'm a registered nurse at Van Deese Family Health Clinic. I have been a nurse for 26 years and will be celebrating 25 years with Van Deese this coming fall. I started my nursing career as an OB nurse working in labor and delivery, postpartum, and nursery for over 19 years. I transitioned to clinic nursing in 2018 and have been working with Dr. Willis, our podiatrist, ever since. My mom inspired me to explore the healthcare field. She taught Lamaze classes to couples in our small community in western Iowa in our home. I grew up trusting the natural process of birth and ended up becoming Lamaze certified after working as a nurse for several years. I taught Lamaze classes for 15 years before hanging up that hat. What I love most about nursing is that it is a lifelong learning journey filled with connections to people. It gives my life purpose beyond my own family and home. Nursing can be challenging at times, but it is a decision I will never regret. While there is some repetition to my workday, there's also a balance of new and exciting challenges. I enjoy coordinating care for our podiatry patients that are needing surgical services. visiting the nursing home facilities in our community for nail clinics, and lending a hand with wound care. The bonus of working in a family practice clinic is that I get to care for patients of all ages and help all of our providers. It is not uncommon for me to bounce into a room to help give baby immunizations and then bounce into another room to fit a patient in a walking boot. There is so much variety. VanDiest Medical Center has served as my second home for almost 25 years. I have made lifelong friends with coworkers and developed caring relationships with my patients. I love having a sense of community and family wrapped in one. Everyone is so kind and helpful, and we work as a team to help our patients receive the best care. I trust VanDiest Medical Center not only as an employer, but also for my family's health care. If you are looking for a career in healthcare, come join our team.
Her commitment to providing reliable and respectful care is evident in her daily interactions. She fosters strong relationships with her patients, earning their trust and confidence with kindness and respect. She communicates with patients about necessary rescheduling, a gesture they generally appreciate. And Mo Hannes, Nurse ED. Yay.
My name is Medina Hannes. I am an RN. I work in the ER. I have wanted to be a nurse pretty much since my first memories at 4 years old. Not many people can say that they got their dream job, and I did. And it's, I don't know how anything could be more fulfilling to be able to just help people and see the effect that you have on them and get the instant feedback. Just, you know, to hear somebody say that, oh my God, you just made my, I've never laughed at the ER before. And I laughed. Yeah. I've been a nurse for almost 9 years. Graduated from Iowa Central. Was blessed and fortunate that I did get to do it when my kids were older so they could see me again. Haley became a nurse after that, my daughter, and I don't know what else I can say about it. I love what I do. I love working at VanDiest Medical Center. I've been given so many opportunities here that I never expected, and it's just, to be nominated for this is the best thing.
Always incredibly kind and full of humor. When I had to undergo a thoracoscopy in the emergency department, she never left my side. She held me, offering her shoulder for comfort as I cried. Her soothing whispers have reassured me, constantly reminding me how well I was handling everything. Later that evening, she stopped in to check on me, making sure I was okay. Her unwavering support meant the world. Wally Oven, Nurse Spencer.
Hi, this is Wally Eben, RN, and I work in the Med-Surg department here at VanDiest Medical Center. I have been a nurse since 1990, 35 years. This is my 10th year at VDMC. What do I enjoy the most about being a nurse? Helping the patients feel better and watching them return home. Also, oral history, the real life of the patient I work with. Working at VDMC, I enjoy the team approach. Everyone working to see the patient discharged to home. And thank you for the Daisy nomination.
This is a man who demonstrates the ideal nurse. I came in with pancreatitis and gallstones. He took care of me when I felt my worst. Not only is he a great nurse, but he made me feel very comfortable. He gave us comfort as he explained how the stomach works. We learned so much from him. First, I'd like to take a moment to just talk about the few past winners we have that are providing consistent care and continue to be recognized. So Britt Sadler, Don Imers, and Wally Oven have all been nominated before. So, not only nominated, but they're past winners. My apologies. And Wally, although, you know, great care, we are going to miss him. He's retiring this summer, so this is his last daisy. So before revealing the winner, I'd like to share some details about the unique sculpture awarded. The exquisite piece is titled The Healer's Touch. It symbolizes the profound connection between nurses and their patients. Each sculpture is meticulously hand-carved from serpentine stone and proudly signed by the Sona artist from Zimbabwe who crafted it. The Daisy Foundation believes that nurses are making a global impact, profoundly touching the lives of these talented artists who express deep gratitude for the meaningful work nurses do. All right, so now I will share a statement from the winning nomination. This nurse has been a compassionate and dedicated caregiver for my father since the day he was admitted to the hospital. The kindness extended not just to my father. This nurse provided exceptional care, explaining each step with patience, sincerity, and unwavering care and support. The commitment to their work is evident, and the more nurses like this are needed in the healthcare field. I agree. We are incredibly grateful to have such a remarkable nurse by our father's side in his final moments. I am honored and proud to announce the Daisy Award for winner for 2025 is Christopher Mobley.
Congratulations, Chris, for being selected as our 2025 Daisy Award for Extraordinary Nurses. Tell us what it means to receive this award.
It is very humbling. It definitely takes what you do and it shows and it means a lot. It brings it to a different light. It's deep, hard to bring words to.
I'm sure it is. It is very well deserved. It is our highest award to nurses. And again, congratulations and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
Once again, a huge congratulations to all of our 2025 Daisy Award nominees. And congratulations to Christopher Mobley, who was our 2025 Daisy Award winner. That will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Diest Medical Center, where our focus is you.